Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, First Baptist Church family and friends. And welcome to our Wednesday night prayer service for the last Wednesday in the month of September, September 28, 2022. This is Cynthia Tinsley, your facilitator for tonight. And that old devil was trying to block me from doing God's work, but I know who I serve. And God has made a way for us to proceed with our program tonight. Before we get started, I'd like to give a shout out to the First Baptist Church Virtual Health Ministry for the event that took place this past Saturday at the church. They had a reenactment of the, let me start over. They did a mental health and reenactment of our colored troops and all of the people who supported our troops during the Civil War. They also allowed for people to get free flu shots. I believe it was COVID boosters as well. You could get a dental checkup. They also served food, so it was a lovely event. If you missed it, please make sure that you participate in the next virtual health event. This was my first, and I was truly blessed. I had the opportunity to speak with a few of the ladies who participated. They are called FREED, F-R-E-E-D, Female Reenactors of Distinction, sharing the stories of the African-American women whose efforts supported the United States Colored Troops. We also had a gentleman who represented one of the troops. I don't remember the name of the regiment that he represented or the number, but he let us know that this same group, or he was reenacting members from the same group in the movie Glory, if you saw that movie. And he gave some history behind those soldiers and how the movie depicted that they had all died at the end, but that was not the case. They went on to fight many battles and even write some books. So I just wanted to give a shout out to the Virtual Health Ministry for the lovely event that took place this past Saturday. I want to remind you of two things. Please quiet all background noise when the line is unmuted. And all program participants for this evening should leave their phones unmuted and wait until I call your name before speaking. We will now begin with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise by Deacon Parrish Rembert Sr.
Good evening to all on the line this evening. I give thanks to my Lord and Savior for allowing me to be a part of this prayer service tonight. And as I lift him up in prayer, I ask that you pray with me. Let us pray. Father God, it is in your name we come tonight, lifting you up and giving you all the praise, because truly you are worthy of all of our praises. We thank you, Father God, for allowing us to be a part of the prayer service tonight. And Lord God, and I just ask you that you will just bless each and every person that's on the line. Lord, I ask you, Lord God, to just be with us as we go forth tonight, lifting up your name and giving you praise, because truly you are worthy of our praises. We ask you, Father God, to bless us all and keep us in a mighty way. We thank you, Father God, for this opportunity, and we pray that you will continue to be with us, lead us and guide us in the way that you would have us to go. We thank you, Father God, for life, health, and strength. We thank you for salvation. And we ask, Father God, that you would just bless us. We pray for the sick and the bereaved tonight. Pray for those who are homeless and hungry. We ask you, Father God, to be with those who are in these disaster areas, just for hurricanes and what have you. And we pray, Father God, for those who are in war-torn areas. Pray, Lord, that you will keep them safe and provide for them with whatever it is that they stand in need of. And, Father God, we ask you to bless us as a people. Lord, for you have been good to us. You have blessed us in so many ways. And, Lord God, and we pray, Lord, that you will continue to lead us and guide us. We pray for our pastor tonight. Pray for Pastor Tucker. Praying, Lord, that you will continue to keep him. Keep him strong and healthy, Lord God, and that he can carry on this ministry that has been assigned to him to do. And, Lord God, and we pray for everyone that's connected and making it possible that we can have this prayer service on the line, and that anyone who will can join in. We just praise your holy name tonight. Lord, we pray, thank you for what you've already done. Thank you for what you're going to do. Thank you for right now. And we praise your holy name. We ask that you bless us all and keep us. This is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen.
We will now have a scripture reading by Sister Cheryl Walker.
Good evening, everyone. I will be reading two inspirational scriptures tonight. The first one is coming from Psalms 138, verse 7, and the second one will be 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 16 through 18, in that order. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the anger of my foes. With your right hand, you save me. Therefore, we do not lose heart, for our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Amen.
This is now your opportunity to speak directly to the Lord during our 2-minute closed mic prayer. We will now have a prayer by Deacon Bruce Roberson.
Good evening, First Baptist friends and visitors. What a mighty God we serve. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to praise you, for you are God and God alone. You are the Alpha and the Omega. We praise you for your word of truth and your promises of life, peace, and joy. Thank you, Father, for loving us and caring for us, even though we fall short and stumble. Father, forgive us of our sins and transgressions. We come tonight knowing that the Lord Jesus Christ gave us the ability to come to you and give you all the glory. You get all the glory today, yesterday, and tomorrow. Father, we thank you for this wonderful day that we can just gather on this line and just be as one in prayer. Thank you for your faithfulness and your holy power that makes it possible to strengthen us. Not only us, but our community, our church, our nation. We praise you, Lord, just to be here one more time. Father, we rejoice that we receive every blessing that you have promised. And we rejoice in the power and knowing that our loving Savior has made a way for us to draw close to you. Father, be with our sick and our shut-in members. Comfort our bereaved families. Touch their hearts, their mind, and their soul. For everyone that is on this call, and touch every leader and member of First Baptist Church. Lead Reverend Tucker. Continue to just be with him, provide him with his leadership skills. This I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
We will now have a musical selection followed by our inspirational speaker for this evening, Deaconess Yvonne Butterfly Harris, who is the president of the Women's Auxiliary to GBDA, not sure what that stands for, so hopefully she'll let us know, and a former Sunday school teacher at First Baptist Church. She is also a former DAISY troop leader at First Baptist Church. She and I had the privilege of working together years ago, and I always remember those good old DAISY days. So let's prepare for her message after this song.
Power of blood. Oh, I'm so glad that
Deaconess Butterfly.
Thank you. 2 Chronicles 5:17, King James Version. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. First, giving honor, glory, and praise to God, who is the Lord and Savior of my life, to our illustrious pastor, his amazing ministerial staff, our devoted members, and to our wonderful friends, good evening. Cynthia, I would like to answer that question. GBDA stands for the General Baptist Deacons Association of Washington, D.C. and its vicinities. It's been in existence for 103 years. I am the women's president, auxiliary president, and I am still a Daisy leader. If you need your Daisy cookies or Girl Scout cookies, let me know. If I had to choose the topic for tonight, I would say I love the way God serenades me with his word. Yes, I would say I love the way God serenades me with his word. Webster defines serenade as typically sung outdoors, a piece of music suitable for a special person, a musical composition, or a song by one lover to another. When I think of a spiritual serenade, I think of God's word as soothing to my soul. His word is breathtaking, captivating, and exquisite to my soul. When I meditate on his word, it lifts me up. I know this to be true because I first experienced it through my hospital and rehabilitation stay, where I needed encouragement throughout the day. I was serenaded by someone who loved me more than I love myself. God is love. His goodness and his mercy endures forever. When listening to Christian music, his word becomes transparent to my soul. To those who don't know me, let me update you on my health within the last 2 years. I was not able to stand or walk. Now I'm walking with a walker, and I can go up and down the steps with assistance. To God be the glory. My scripture then and my scripture now, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. When I look back over the 2 years, I can't thank God enough for his grace and his mercy. And I also thank you for your continuous prayers. During my hospital and rehab stay, I meditated on God's word through scriptural songs and prayers. The songs stimulated my desire to seek God deeper. I would listen to music by various composers, gospel songs, contemporary Christian music, and classical hymns and everything. And most of them were scriptural references. These songs would speak to my heart. God's word soothes my soul continuously through music, studying his word, meditating, and praying. I still meditate on his word at home. I have a special TV station that I can listen to contemporary Christian music on channel 435 Comcast cable, and the radio station is WGTS 91.9. You can listen to them 24/7. I choose the songs which spoke to my heart to meditate on. These songs covered all of my social, emotional, and spiritual needs. I have chosen two songs to introduce to some and present to others. The first song that you just heard, Mercy, it talks about the goodness and mercy through the power of his blood. It ends with one of my favorite children's songs. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And the closing song that you will hear is called Glorious Days, Living He Loved Me by Cassie Crown. This song tells us how God can rescue us from sin and safely take us to his heavenly kingdom. This song has reference to the book of Revelation. But in closing, let me share a few songs with you. The first song is Breathe by Michael W. Smith. All of these songs are sung by different composers all of the time. And this song says, "This is the air I breathe, your holy presence living in me." And you can find scripture of the Holy Spirit living in us in 1 Corinthians 3:16. The next one is Amazing Love by Chris Tomlin. This is it's my joy to honor you. In all I do, I honor you. And you can find that in Revelation 4:11. I praise you in the storm, casting crowns. Though my heart is torn, I will praise you in the storm. Psalms 121, Worth by Anthony Brown. Scripture, John 3:16. You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. Another song is The Waymaker by Leland in Matthew 28:20 and Psalms 139:7-12. You're touching every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You're healing every heart. I worship you. I worship you. Even when you don't see it, you're working. Even when you don't feel it, you're working. You never stop working. You never stop working. You are a way maker, a miracle worker, a promise keeper, the light in darkness, My God, that's who you are. And if you want some more praise and worship songs so that you can stay focused and let God serenade you, go to the web, go to the YouTube, and ask for Maverick City to listen to their rendition of The Lord Is My Shepherd. And some of it says, I got goodness, I got mercy, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. And another one is Jireh, You Are Enough. I will be content in every circumstance. If he dresses the lilies with beauty and splendor, how much more will he clothe you? If he watches over every sparrow, how much more does he love you? I can say that if you love to just sit and meditate and worship God so that God can serenade you through his word, study, use some of these songs, and there are so many songs that will serenade you, and I mean, there's so many, I can't name them all, but I can challenge you to let God serenade you with his love. Amen.
Sing this with me. One day. One day when heaven is filled with his praises. One day when sin was as black as could be. Jesus came forth to be born of a virgin. He dwelt among men. My example is he. The Word became flesh, light shined among us, His glory revealed, living He loved me, dying He saved me, buried He carried my sin far away, rising He justified, freely forever, one day Glorious.
Amen, amen, amen. We will now open the lines for 20 seconds to show our appreciation to Deaconess Butterfly and her message and all of her praise and worship song selections that she provided to us. The lines will be open for 20 seconds.
Love you, love you, my baby.
Thank you.
Well needed.
Yes.
Amen.
All right now. I just got a kick out of the person saying that's my babysitter. So you must be like 15, 16 because Miss Butterfly, she's too young to be somebody's babysitter, but all right, we will proceed with Reverend Tucker, who will provide us with remarks and prayers.
Surely we thank God for Deaconess Yvonne Butterfly Harris. We certainly thank God for her and her message. We thank God for the sweetness and gentleness that she shares on a continuous basis, her faith in God and her love of God and of her love for people. And this message this evening was the kind of spirit and the kind of joy that she brings to all those persons bouncing around as a beautiful butterfly. Thank you, Sister Yvonne. And let me thank all those persons who participated in the services tonight. Surely your prayers and your participation has been an inspiration to all of us. And let me say thank you to each person who's on this line, who gathers here faithfully, that they may join in with the First Baptist family to affirm our love of God and our joy in the Lord. I'm grateful to each one of you who have made that commitment to worship God and to study His Word and to be a part of this family of loving and caring for one another and calling upon the Spirit of God, anchoring in one spirit, that the Spirit of God may abound among us. Even though we are not together physically, our spirits ring out through the universe, affirming our joy in the Lord. Now we're going to ask that you would continue to do that on Sunday. This coming Sunday is a special day. It's homecoming day. It's our communion experience, and we are encouraging and inviting you to support our circle ministry as they come together on homecoming day with this special experience of in-person fellowship. We trust that if you can, that you will make a special effort to join us on Sunday morning, and if you have and can come, and want to come, please make sure that you make contact with your circle leader. If you happen not to know who your circle leader is, just call one of them. I know you've had a list of them, or call anybody that you know on this, and they can help you find out what circle you're in that you might connect with your circle leader. We thank God. And if when all else fails, try to reach out to the clerk and reach out to the church. Call the church office, and the joy of contact and fellowship and discovering will be a blessing to all of us as we seek to fellowship together at our homecoming experience. One of our sons in the ministry, the Reverend Curtis McLaughlin, executive pastor at the Comedy Hill Baptist Church, will be preaching for us on Sunday, and we encourage you to come and share in the experience. The services will also be able to be seen virtually for those who can't make it to the services on Sunday. Continue to enjoy the fellowship virtually. We praise God for all who are sharing and worshiping with us. We want to also share with our Diggins ministry that on Saturday at 10 a.m. is your regular monthly meeting. The link is being sent to you, and we are encouraging all of you to join in that meeting and fellowship together. Let us continue to pray for our sick and shut-in members. We do need to keep them in our love and in our support. We trust that you would place Sister Millicent Machete on your special prayer list, lift her up, that the Spirit of the Lord may abide and heal her body as well. We trust that you will also pray for all our bereaved members and be with those who have lost loved ones. The funeral services of Sister Deborah Banks will be held on Friday, September the 30th at First Baptist Church. The visitation will be at 10 a.m., and the services will be held at 11 a.m. Please pray for and support the families. Let us now continue our prayer experience by calling out your prayer requests. We're going to give 20 seconds for you to shout out your prayer requests, the names of persons or situations or concerns. Lift them up in 20 seconds. The lines are now open for prayer. Prayer requests.
First Baptist Church,
God, our Father, we come right now asking that you would hear the cries of your servants. You know every prayer that has been uttered. And we know that you were able to hear them in spite of the confusion and noise that may have been uttered in the universe. But Lord, we ask that you would now deliver, bless, heal, strengthen, hear, and do your will with those prayers that have been uttered by your servants. We're grateful to you, God, for bringing us together tonight that we might be able to talk to you, that we might be able to sense and feel your divine spirit. Thank you for the words that have come forth, words of inspiration and hope and joy. Thank you for the songs that have come forth, O God. Thank you, O God, for all that you have done at this hour and at this moment to inspire and encourage our hearts. We are grateful to you. And then, God, we ask your blessings upon the bereaved, those who have sensed a loss and hearts of sorrow. We pray, O God, your blessings upon those who are sick, those that are in the hospital, who needs healing. And we ask, O God, that you would heal every one of us who are perplexed, not only in our bodies and not only in our physical being, but, Lord, also when we are struggling with mental health and mental challenges. We pray, O God, that you would help us to get out of ourselves and walk closer with you. And then, God, we ask thy blessings upon First Baptist Church. You know what she stands in need of. You know the care and the concerns of each member one by one. Attend to their needs, O God, this night, if it be your holy and divine will. Bless each family, each individual that's struggling in family. And, oh God, we pray that you would bring peace and love and joy abiding in the family. And we pray, oh God, for the world, the condition of the world, for sinner man, wherever he may be, oh God. We pray, oh God, your touching and delivering power would invade our presence, O God, in our lives, that we may be freed up from the difficulty and the trials of life. And then walk with us, O God, even in trouble, even in moments of despair, moments of hopelessness, moments of grief. Have mercy today, if it be your holy and divine will. We pray, O God, for the people who are struggling for life and deliverance in the storm in Florida, O God. We pray that you would put a shield around them, protect them, and deliver them as only you can do, O God. They need you, Master. Have mercy, if it be your holy and divine will. We pray, O God, your keeping grace for our community and for all who reside near and around us. Help us, O God, that there would be peace, hope, and deliverance and joy in the midst of all of the turbulence that prevail in our midst. Now, God, we want to say thank you. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for saving power. Thank you for healing power. Thank you for keeping power. Thank you because it's only you that has made it possible for us to come through the troubles and the snares of this world and the darts and pitfalls that Satan has set before us. Only you, God, that has been with us to deliver us, to keep us and sustain us. And we simply want to say thank you. Now bless us to continue to be witnesses for you. Give us understanding and power to be what you want us to be. Keep us and sustain us as only you can do. For it is in the blessed name of Jesus the Christ that we pray. And our soul says, amen. And now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and be gracious unto you. And grant unto each of us your holy and divine peace. Amen, amen, and amen.
This concludes our Wednesday night prayer service for September 28th. We thank you for joining and ask that you please be mindful of all announcements made by Reverend Tucker tonight And if you need additional information, we encourage you to read the pastor's weekly letter to the church, reach out to your circle leader, or visit our website at www.fbcwdc.org. For those of you who will be signing off, have a blessed evening and the remainder of your week. And for those of you remaining on the line, I pray that you continue to enjoy the music.